Women Arise on this beautiful Saturday morning in Johannesburg. We cannot speak for Cape Town, but I think, well, things are going well there too, and Durban. But thank you so much for joining us this morning on African Women Arise, a platform where we put our trust, our entire hope in the Lord's promise that he who believes in Jesus Christ will one day be raised again to reign with him. And so thank you for joining me as we finish off and almost bracket this season of talking about resilience. And I've got a very special guest this morning. Her name is Fundi Swayuba, and she will be chatting to me. We're going to be having a relaxed conversation around this very real, this very real character that we pray God will just give to us in bounds, and that is resilience. I'm going to say hi to Fundisa, and hopefully we'll get started and you will find maybe a nugget that you explore, or a nugget that you can practice in your own life. And so, Fundi, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Rendani. I am doing very well. Hello to you and your listeners.
Thank you, Fundi. And maybe at the beginning, how did 2021 begin for you?
So 2021 was an interesting year, mixed with probably some of the anxieties carried over from 2020. We'd had a challenging 2020. I had been freelancing for the bulk of the year, so there was just definitely some financial concerns for us as a family. And then also just a very reluctant hope, because it's a new year, you're wanting to set all these goals and aspirations for the upcoming year. So we started on that footing, but things materialized beautifully, and God was just so gracious in our handling, and how we got to then function and thrive as a family. So I was quite excited about that for me and my husband. And then I'd also say, from a personal side, my husband and I, for this year, it's just things are sinking, we're gelling. I think sometimes the adage of going through adversity and challenges with people can only strengthen your bond. So I think we've been very blessed that coming into this year, we were just so aware of how in tune and in sync and functioning as a team we were. And sometimes it's not always the case. You know, it ebbs and flows. And then we lost my father-in-law this week on Monday, and he'd been ill, so my husband's had to travel home for that. So that's been sad, but I also guess when you have faith in God, the sadness that you have when you face a loss is somewhat different, but it doesn't mean you don't go through the full mourning process, and the grief process.
Yes. No, Fundi, I hear you. And yeah, I just hope that your family can really find hope and a sense of meaning in the pain, particularly your husband and your husband's family as well. And you know, what you've just done there, even just the way you began, just explaining how your 2021 started for you, you acknowledged just the messiness. And I will come to the work that you do with Messy Mercy Ministry in a moment. But you started by acknowledging the messiness of life sometimes. And I guess the Lord is not shocked. He's not surprised. He's not kind of thinking to himself, goodness, what am I going to do with Fundi and all that she comes to me with? And thank you for doing that, because I think we need to encourage Christian sisters and brothers, for that matter, just to sometimes remain in that space where we are honest and we come as we are to the Lord. And therefore, in our weakness, you know, we show his strength in us. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, man. So you see, you can't touch my heart and then expect me not to respond.
I'm touching you in the studio.
Yeah, you've literally just come for me this morning. You know, Renani, for me, I came to my faith very, very late in life. And so what that meant was I came with a lot. And I guess from a Christian perspective, it was a lot to everyone else who's done life with me. They're like, no, you did nothing. But when I look at my life, you know, in the full light of God, I'm immediately humbled. But just by how much I fall short of God's glory and what he would have maybe preferred for me to do with my life. So a lot of it is a mixture of things that have happened to me. So I would have been the victim. A lot of things, it's what I've done with the hurts that they have been given to me. It's a mixture of me hurting other people. So it's just this melting pot of mess. And you know, when you listen to people of the faith and people who are not in the church, there's this perception of perfection. And I don't know where this nonsense comes from, because the reason we come to faith is because we fall short of God's glory. Wow. So in that, coming to faith is implied imperfection. It's just assumed. Otherwise, if you were perfect, then you would have died for your own challenges and sins.
Sure, Fundi, sure. You know, I'm going with you here. And maybe this leads naturally into my next question then, given what you have experienced and given what the Lord has allowed you to experience and what he's pulled you from and taking you to, what does resilience mean to you?
So thank you for that, Renani. So resilience, you know, is an area that I've struggled with personally and have been challenged in. And so whenever things like that begin to take shape in my life, I always want to say, in those areas of challenge and struggle is where God is actually pulling your ministry out of. And so for me, in a nutshell, I would say resilience is your ability to bounce back. It's your ability to rebound from a setback. It could have been financial, it could have been emotional, it could have been spiritual or physical. The resilience is something happens, you're not prepared for it, it knocks you flat on your back. How quickly do you get back up? And by getting back up, I don't mean that you are perfect. Getting back up could be to simply go on your knees and say, Lord, this thing has happened. It has floored me. Help me to get up. It is just that awareness also of what is happening with you. How does Fundiswa respond when bad things happen to her? Who is Fundiswa? Where does she turn to for help and support? What coping mechanisms have I picked up? Which of those coping mechanisms are detrimental to me? And which of those coping mechanisms are a reflection of what God calls me to do in the face of adversity in my life? And then probably the last thing for me would always be to look at, how does God love and support and hold me during these seasons and periods?
Sure. Fundi, you know, as the Lord holds us and upholds us, he usually uses people around us as well. It is his intention, you know, the church is the hope of the world, but also our communities that we come from, and in many cases, our families. Do you have models who have, you know, model not in the corporate sense of model, right? As in, you know, we are down here and, you know, our models are almost gurus. But are there people who have lived out resilience that have pointed you, I guess, to a model of how you can overcome?
Yeah, Rendani, actually, I just got emotional thinking about it. So I think there's something in African women
that
I don't know, we seem to be birthed with a seed of resilience.
Sure.
It will flourish in our lives in whatever way it may. When I look to my own family, there's three matriarchs, three of my grandmothers, two of them maternal, one paternal. And I just looked at how they lived with grace in the face of financial limitations and adversity. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't necessarily remember people being grumpy, stressed, mean, taking out anything on other children. But yet when I look back on what they were earning or not earning, I'm like, how did this woman feed all these people? You know, don't take care of everything else. So it would be in that area. It would be community responsibility, because if someone came into any of my grandmother's homes and there was something, it would be shared. So definitely seeing that aspect of whatever you're going through, be able to relate to another human being and what they're experiencing. Definitely for that growing up. And then a focus on family, that you exist for yourself and for the greater good of the family, of the community. And then faith. I know that I'm speaking to you today because my grandmother, my mom's mom, every morning would pray for all of us. I know this because I lived with her growing up. So even when we'd moved out of home, I know she prayed. After the 7 or 7:30 news, the TV went off. It was time for evening prayer. If people were traveling, there would be prayer. For every aspect of my life, I know my grandmother carried me in prayer when I wasn't praying for myself. And so it is just this melting pot of always knowing that the source of everything is God. And knowing that you are responsible for caring for other people in the midst of the challenges that you are facing.
Wow. Wow. That is powerful, Fundi. That is powerful, what you just said. And I thank God for helping you to put those words, string them along in the way that you have. And it's a personal challenge to me because I can relate very much to what you're saying about matriarchs having a simple faith, a simple faith, and the Lord honoring a simple faith without Bible, you know, intricate or, you know, Bible studies that were full of depth. And I think for me, you know, what I'm going to do this afternoon is take what did in the last few seconds and just think about how kind of simple faith that has that ingredient of prayer, and prayer that is quite frankly telling the Lord, who is interested in my prayers, about my family members, my community, my church community, and just, I guess, naming the things that I want to bring to him and entrust them to him in that way, and trusting that he will honor those prayers even after I've left this world. Wow, Fundi, my goodness, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And the listeners out there, if you are listening, just consider, I guess, what is it that the Lord is writing on your heart from what Fundi has said.